We're tried on every hand. Mm-hmm. The devil knows that he's got but a short time here, and he will destroy you if he can. But I'd like to go to a man that was a great prophet. This man prophesying about the time that, in a lot of cases, that me and you have already seen. And his way got really bad. Mine yourn will get bad, it get worse before the end of no way. In the book of Jeremiah, and I may not pronounce these words correctly, but if you've got your Bibles, then you know what I'm talking about. The 20th chapter of Jeremiah, great prophet of the Lord. And down about the 8th verse. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a report of reproach unto me. Desolate daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him or speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. If you read that chapter in the book of Jeremiah, and they made light of him, and they had him in stock, and he went through a lot of things. But you know, he said in the Word, he said that the Word of the Lord was in his heart. But the Word of the Lord was a reproach. It become a reproach for him, because that they persecuted him, and they done all kinds of things to him, because of the Word of God. He said, I will not make mention of him anymore. I will not speak in his name anymore. This man's faith was tried up to the limit. And I know that in time past, especially when I was a young man of the Lord, I was accused, I was abused, and I was threatened. And I know within myself, I made maybe the mention that I will just give up and I will quit. But listen, in Jeremiah, he said the word of the Lord, I was embedded in my heart, and it was in. He said that there was a fire, a burning fire, a burning, a shut up in my bones. And he said, and I could not stay. Brother, listen, I'm here to tell you that the trying of our faith, being much more precious than of gold, is tried in the fire. This great prophet that we know, the book of Jeremiah, listen, a call, a prophet, and that of the Lord, I come to the point, the breaking point, of giving up, and of saying, I just not worth it. But listen, if you have ever been tasted of the heavenly gift and been made partakers of the Holy Ghost to come, brother, there's a burning fire shut up in your bones. Listen, and you don't want to stay. You want to move on. Jesus, he endeared the cross, despising the shame. Listen, and sat down at the right man of the throne of God. He said, if any man cometh after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. He said, if a man lose his life, he will find it. But if a man gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what would he give in exchange for his soul? In all of my persecutions, in all of my trials, in life, there was still a burning fire. I wanted to go on for Jesus because he had the answer. Brother, listen, I may lose my life in this world, but I'll find it in yonder's world. Listen to that. You can read down to through the Bible and you can find the old prophets, the apostles. Brother, listen, I can see the apostle Paul and Silas whenever they sold in prison. Yonder in prison at midnight they prayed and they sang praise unto him that was able to deliver them. Listen, no doubt Paul being a great apostle, no doubt I thought about and all of his persecution and all of his trials of life. Listen, no doubt he said, I will not mention this name anymore. But the fire was burning within his bones, and he could not keep from proclaiming the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, the further down the road I get, the brighter the light burns. Listen, and I can see my Father standing at the door. I'm making intercession for us. We got some hard times. We got some hard shields. Brother, to endure if we make heaven one day after a while.
Amen.
Amen. But there's a light, a burning bright inside. So often down here, I listen to this great apostle, a prophet. If he, I would have sat down on God, brother, he would have not have been a prophet. His name, I would have been dismissed from this book. But he endured his afflictions and become a great prophet of God. Listen, so ordered and that of God. And I'm here to tell you today that we down at the church praying. And communion with God. Kindles the little fire that's burning inside. Listen, the Bible said in the third chapter of Revelation, the second verse, it said, be watchful and strengthen that which remains that is ready to die. Brother, listen, I believe Jeremiah was ready to die and that in the Lord. But here was a burning fire shut up in his bones. We have the same fire, a burning bright today.
Amen.
That's a church. It's a good place to get the fire kindled up. It's ready to help us to overcome the obstacles that next week holds, next month holds, and the years to come. Brother, listen, we got to keep our light burning bright. We got to keep a pressing on, and that for the glory of God. I'm here to tell you today that now we see how the things is getting worse and worse. The devil know that it has but a short time, so he'll deceive everyone that he can. But listen, when the fire begins to flicker down, listen, I begin to pray. I rekindle the fire that's burning in your bones. Listen, We can't make it without the fire in our bones. Listen, Jesus said, I'll go with you. I'll not leave you and I'll not forsake you. But I'm going to go with you all the way, even through the hard times. I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to walk that lonesome valley. There's nobody here can go there for you. Listen today. I know that we have to walk that valley. Jesus said, I will go with you. But he said that we would have to endure our afflictions. We'd have to be overcomers. And we have to pray, packed up, straight, ready to go at any time that he calls for us. It's hard for me sometimes to put my pride aside, bow on my bended knees, bury my face in the sand, say, oh Lord, my lamp is going out. Listen, the trying of our faith being much more precious than of gold. Listen, my mom had to walk that lonesome valley. There was nobody here could go there for her. She had to walk it all by herself. But Jesus went walk with her all the way. But she had to endure on her own.
Yeah.
Listen, this great prophet, he said, I will not make mention of his name no more. I will not speak in his name no more. But then that great fire that was burning inside gave him a better outlook on life. I'm glad for what I feel inside. Listen, I'm glad that the Lord can set us free. I listen from all sorrow and help us overcome the obstacles in life. We got to hold on to the unchanging hand of God. Brother, if we make heaven, listen, Jesus, I didn't falter, but he had to overcome. He said, if I've overcome, then you can overcome. Brother, but he said, I will go with you. I don't know. God was with Jeremiah through all of his trouble and all of his sorrow. But the burning fire that was shut up in his bones, I carried him across the chilly way. Brother, listen, and helped him all the way. The trying of our faith being much more precious than of gold. Gold perish, but there's a home that waits our coming that's not going to perish. There's a home that waits there. There's inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for them that will make it all the way home. I'm going to ask Brother David to come and get a song. Okay. If you have a need to do it.